Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Mike Riley, who is president of Oriental Weavers USA. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good morning to you.
I'm glad you could be with me. You know, actually, you've got some news, but before we get into that news, let me just ground our listeners on exactly who Oriental Weavers is. You're actually, I think you're probably the largest producer of man-made rugs in the world, family-owned business based in Cairo, Egypt. And you actually run the USA operations, which I think you guys have been over here since about 91. Is that right?
That is correct, Kemp.
Okay. And in the last few years, you guys have, I mean, you traditionally were known for your Wilton-manufactured, olefin-based area rugs. But in the last few years, you've gotten in the broadloom business. You've extended that. That was still Wilton. Then you got into the wool using an Axminster process. And then you've gotten creative in some of your rugs. You've gotten into the wool business with rugs, with options, I guess, reversible rugs. You've gotten into the carpet pad business. So you're doing very well, aren't you?
Well, we've been trying to grow strategically. And, you know, in addition to the woven segment of our business, we also own the largest chromajet printing company in the world, which is part of our offering as well. And I think a big part of the rug business today in scatter and accent categories. So we've really been trying to add related categories onto our product mix.
And I guess the news and the reason I want to talk to you today is the Cairo headquarters had gotten started several years ago in the hospitality business with a division called Cambridge Weavers, and you actually are going to take over that focus, their hospitality focus, in the USA market. Is that right?
Yeah, well, the chairman started Cambridge Weavers both out of Cairo and our London office, and shortly after realized that they were not able to operate, obviously from some conflicts with the name in the U.S., but yes, for several years they've been operating in the U.S. with a sales force and a management team going after the hospitality market. We just came on board, and we're providing the corporate structure, the backup, direction, et cetera, and really assimilating that organization into our structure here at OWUSA.
Okay. And Mike, talk about the products that you sell into the hospitality business.
Well, today, most of it's 80-20 Axminster manufactured goods. It's all custom goods. You know, we've worked with anybody from MGM to, you know, Hilton Times Square, Hard Rock Casinos, et cetera, planning on expanding that business and offering our, you know, our chromajet tufted goods, which are also used quite a bit in hospitality, and then also adding some of our tufted capabilities, because that's also a part of the hospitality segment.
Okay. And we all know that the hospitality business is soft right now, but since you guys are building your business, are you growing in this sector right now?
Absolutely. It's you know, one great thing about starting when business is soft, you can still look good.
Yeah.
The challenge is for, you know, the people who have had a significant business in hospitality over the years that are suffering from it. And, you know, we're able to come in as a low-cost producer and offer similar qualities, and if not better quality, at reduced rates.
So your selling proposition, your distinction in the hospitality marketplace is what? Is it wide range of assortment, or is it price, or how do you position yourself?
First and foremost, as usual, it is fashion and color.
Right.
And that's what Mr. Farid has built this company on, and that is our backbone. But at the same time, we're always going to figure out how to do it cheaper. You know, we have some significant cost advantages manufacturing in Cairo. And one thing we found out in the past year from having our own operation in China is that our cost to manufacture in Egypt is actually lower than our cost versus our Chinese operations manufacturing costs.
So you can actually land product over here for less than they can get it in other places, is what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. And as part of this announcement, which we ran on Floor Daily yesterday, you're actually adding 8 new high-speed Axminster looms, and those are going to be actually in Cairo, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to be in Cairo, and part of that, again, the overall strategy is to focus some effort in the U.S. and really develop this business here. And already the capacity is needed, but with what we're planning to do here in the States and some of the relationships that we've built, the new capacity is absolutely necessary.
Will you ever add that type of equipment over in the USA?
Well, Kemp, we are looking at production here, and I think our facility here in Woven Good is very important in the fact that with offshore supply and onshore serviceability, I think that gives us a unique edge. So, you know, we're looking at putting a couple of Hackminster looms in here to be able to provide service levels where, you know, somebody else importing it are going to have challenges. And I know everybody else has gone offshore, but we've got a very unique business model here for production in the U.S., and I think it'll be advantageous to us in the long run.
All right. So if you bring them in, you bring them in Dalton?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This organization that was headed out of England for a while, Cambridge, has actually already had some good success in the USA, mostly in the casino business, right?
Yeah, casinos and some of the restaurants and casinos and different things around the country.
Yeah. Now, a lot of that casino carpet is a blend of wool and nylon. Is that right?
That is correct. Most of the stuff, almost 90% of it, is 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that spec out 100% wool. And, you know, we also do New Zealand wool and varying blends.
All right, so I wanted to ask you, one of the things in our May issue, we were talking about how you guys have taken actually some share in this down market and have moved. You're actually, according to our estimates, you're the fourth largest rug producer in the USA. How's business been for you?
Well, I think we've been real lucky in that in the early years, in, you know, 1990 to 2002, our retail offerings were about the core price point. And business got so great for a while for everybody, and I think the average retail price, you know, edged from $300 up to $900.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the challenges in the economy, I think people have migrated back down south to our price points, and I think we've really been able to take advantage of that because we've always excelled in fashion at the opening to mid price point categories.
So actually the market has kind of moved to where your strength is what you're saying?
Yeah, the market's come back to where we eat, sleep, and drink.
Okay, that's very interesting. Mike, when I'm out there and I talk to consumers, and since you're a rug expert, I hear about them talking about Persian rugs. What is a Persian rug?
Well, you know, the problem is it's kind of like using the definition transitional to describe a rug.
Yeah.
You know, the word transitional came up when something didn't fit into a traditional or a contemporary rug category.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real Persian rugs are hand-knotted, Iranian, Pakistani rugs
mm-hmm.
of very, very good quality.
And I think the misnomer is that a lot of people think if they buy a wool rug that's got a traditional look, it's a Persian. Is that what is that kind of the thing?
Well, yeah, people kind of look at traditional and say, oh, yeah, it's a Persian rug. But, you know, there are varying degrees of that.
Yeah, okay. Well, Mike, it's good to talk to you. I've been talking to Mike Riley, who's president of Oriental Weavers USA, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.